The Associated Press recently released an investigation into possible instances of voter fraud in the 2020 election. They looked at cases in six battleground states, including Wisconsin. They found that across all six states, the number of reported possible voter fraud cases amounted to less than 0.5% of the votes President Joe Biden won by. The findings come as former President Trump continues to repeat false and unsupported claims that the 2020 election was rigged. Christina Cassidy was the lead reporter on the AP investigation. She focuses on voting, election administration, and efforts to secure U.S. elections. Christina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, can you tell us how you and the team went about investigating these cases in six states?
Sure. So we started by basically hearing what everyone heard after the 2020 election, which was concerns that there was widespread voter fraud. So we decided to launch this project to find the voter fraud from the 2020 election. So we focused on, as you mentioned, the six key states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And I, along with reporters in those states, contacted local election officials to talk to them about what they had identified in terms of their processes post-election for any suspicious activity, any potential cases of voter fraud. And as you noted, we found at the time it was fewer than 475 cases of potential voter fraud across those six states.
And I want to break that down a little more. In many cases, if I'm reading you right, those votes didn't actually end up happening or getting counted, right?
Correct. Because of the various processes in place in local election offices across the country, voter fraud, while it occurs, is generally detected and remains exceptionally rare. And that's because of those processes that are in place at the local level where, you know, for instance, you know, mail ballots, those are logged every time a mail ballot is requested or sent, and that's assigned to a specific voter. And so when that ballot comes back in, it is similarly logged. In a number of states, there are voter signature reviews that are conducted. And through this process, oftentimes any potential double voting, multiple ballots, this is identified through the process, and those double votes are prevented from occurring in the first place.
When it comes to the partisan side of this, I know probably we don't know which candidate many of these voters intended to vote for. Of those that we do, what did you see? What was the split?
Well, certainly voter fraud, as much of society, is bipartisan. It occurred by Democratic voters and Republican voters. In fact, there was one gentleman in Wisconsin who we had interviewed and spoke with who was on parole and didn't know that he was not eligible to vote. And he told us all he wanted to do was to vote for President Trump. And so he says that he asked if he could vote, and it ended up that, you know, as you know, Wisconsin is not one of those states that have loosened rules surrounding felons being eligible to vote. And so he was not supposed to vote, in fact.
And that highlights another piece of the story here. In some of these cases, the story isn't someone who says, I'm going to go do voter fraud. It's I got the voter rules wrong and accidentally did some voter fraud. Is that a fairly common story out of the 400 and some cases you looked at?
Absolutely. We found a number of instances that were administrative errors where, you know, the election officials had made a mistake, had made it, you know, appear that, you know, maybe there had been a potential fraud, but in fact, there wasn't. There were mistakes as well. But then, of course, there were also, you know, people who appeared to take intentional action to commit voter fraud.
We're talking to Christina Cassidy, reporter for the Associated Press state government team, looking at an AP investigation in six battleground states, including Wisconsin, looking back at the 2020 election, finding relatively very few cases of voter fraud. They looked at what led to those reported cases. Christina, I think someone who's worried about voter fraud might say, well, those are ones that were detected. How do we know that there's not lots of undetected voter fraud slipping through?
Well, that goes back to what we were speaking about just a few moments ago in terms of the various protocols and procedures that are in place in local election offices all across the country. So I mentioned that there is logging of ballots. So there's also, for instance, if you are someone who shows up at a polling place on election day, and you had requested a mail ballot, that information will be known at your polling place. And depending on the office, depending on the jurisdiction, you may be issued a provisional ballot, which will only count if, in fact, there's no mail ballot that was also turned in to that election office in your name. Or they will cancel that mail ballot, allow you to vote a regular ballot. And that way, if for some reason a ballot turns up, it is not counted. So those are the types of rules and procedures sort of on the front end. But then also, there's a lot of work that's done to reconcile the books, essentially. So through the post-election, the post you know, the certification process, the reviews, local election officials have to account for every voter who requested a ballot, all the number of ballots that came in. And if there are any discrepancies prior to that vote being certified, there has to be an explanation. So if there were, you know, multiple canceled ballots, that would all be accounted for. And so that's why we went to the local election officials, the local jurisdictions, because they're the ones that are closest to this. They have to explain any any discrepancies. And so that is why we went to them. And that is how we were able to come up with these numbers in terms of potential voter fraud. And of course, you know, through the course of reporting, we determined and we saw numerous examples, for instance, in Georgia, of the 64 potential cases, 31 of them were identified as administrative errors or mistakes.
I want to key in on one story that got attention when it first came out in Nevada, a Las Vegas businessman named Donald Kirk Hartle claiming that to his late wife, someone had voted her name illegally. How did that story end up resolving?
Well, so yes, that that businessman from Las Vegas. So he had been one of those who initially raised the flag in concern in Nevada that double votes. He had reported that his wife, who had been dead, had a ballot had shown up in her name, and he, you know, raised concerns about that. After an investigation, that gentleman was charged with submitting a false ballot, and that case was resolved. His lawyer said that he had taken responsibility for his actions for submitting that ballot on behalf of his dead wife.
You talked to, or the AP talked to, former President Trump as part of this piece. How did he respond to your findings?
I did. I did speak with President Trump prior to publication. We wanted to have an opportunity to talk with him and to hear from him. And as I told you at the beginning of our conversation, you know, I told him that, you know, we went looking for voter fraud, and this is what we found. And his response was to repeat a lot of the claims that have been made, the false claims regarding various instances across the country that he described as suspicious, but have been explained by election officials. And so, you know, he told us that there would be a report that would be coming out, but he declined to tell us who was conducting this report. And he essentially said that, you know, he thought we were being foolish you know, publishing what he described as such a low number, because he believes still that voter fraud is and was much more widespread in the 2020 election.
Christina, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Christina Cassidy, reporter for the AP's state government team, with us today to talk about their investigation into possible instances of voter fraud in battleground states during the 2020 election. They found fewer than 475 total cases of potential fraud across six states. President Biden won those six states by more than 310,000 votes collectively.